This morning, we have a special guest speaker, Luis Lopez. He is serving the Lord as an independent national missionary pastor, and he has been serving the Lord in a church called Estrella de Belen. I think it means the Star of Bethlehem Church, and we all know his parents, Sam and Ruth Lopez. We've been supporting them, I think, right from day one at Salem Bible Church. And so it's a real privilege to have Luis come and open the scriptures to challenge us from God's Word today. Luis?
Good morning. I hope you are not freezing. Because my wife, she was freezing coming to Salem. It was very hard on that. But I hope your fellowship will get her a fire. You know that my English is not too bad, but it's not too good. So you have to try to understand. I will try to speak slow so you can understand more. Well, I bring greetings especially from my parents. They are still working at church that have 85 years old, and mom has 84. And the Lord has allowed my dad has good health, but my mom is with some weakness. You have read some prayer requests, and you have prayed for them. Really, we had in last 2 months, we have seen God answers prayers about her sickness. You know? And now she's much better. She can't walk too much, only in the house. But we have been seeing God with us in that part of our family. They are still working with 2 churches, 2 assemblies there in Uruguay, and we are thankful for their ministry, your support for us and the ministry there in Uruguay. When we see the people here and the music, we enjoy here. We have lack of that in Uruguay. I told the pianist today, come to Uruguay. We have at our church, you used to have 3 pianists. Now we have 1. But we thank the Lord for that, you know, and we enjoy with Mariela music too, so it was nice to hear the choir today. We all want to thank the church at Estrella de Belen, the offering for our guards too. That Salem Bible Church sent for that place. Really a blessing for the church, and the believers are very thankful. Going to the Word, the Lord's Word, we already read about that part of the Bible. But I will begin the message today thinking if a group of people or maybe one, I don't know, here in the States who will be coming to Salem this week, or maybe the president will come. Everybody will say, let's go to see him, let's go to know him, or if it's a group that is coming, you know, there will be multitudes to come. That's how the world is made. And there, if the Uruguayan soccer team come to Uruguay, that will be a huge thousands of people in the stadiums, or everybody could have somebody that will come and say, well, we go. When the Lord came as a baby, you remember, heaven couldn't be closed. They were open, and a choir, those shepherds were there keeping their sheep, and they were, how do you say, shaken by that choir, and they the words that the choir say, peace on earth. We live in a world that is not in peace. We have some experience there in Uruguay, just in our street, very shaking for us. A little girl, 12 years old, was murdered, was kidnapped and were murdered just 1 month ago. And there are many things that don't give peace to this world. You can pray for that family, Brisas, the name of the girl. Really, we didn't know, we don't know too much the family, but we know that they are having a bad time. There are many things that don't give us peace. But the Lord came with that, angels singing, and the shepherd heard that message, and they say, let's go. And they went. They went to that first joined with the Lord Jesus as a baby. Mary was there. But there was a enthusiastic feeling of, they were going there. Can you imagine those shepherds? The Bible don't tell us if there were 2, 3, 5, but they went. And what the Lord had said to them, they found that it was true. There was the baby. Oh, they really enjoyed that day. When you come to the word of the Lord, we must come like in that spirit of those shepherds. I will find what the Lord wants to show me. And they came there and see Jesus, hear about him, all the things. And Mary keep that those things in her heart. The Lord Jesus grew, and when he started his ministry, many people saw his miracles and came to him. And he, when we get to that chapter 6 of John, we see a multitude has come. Why? You know this chapter, no? You have read this chapter. The people had come and he was preaching. But after he said the message, he said to the disciples, feed them. How? And a little boy came, I have this for you. 5 bread and 2 fish. And the Lord made that miracle. Oh, they will come to him, multitude. So he had to talk after, don't come to me because of food. I am the bread of life. Come to me, and I will give you life, everlasting life. The call is the same today. Jesus is calling. The shepherds heard his voice and went there. 2 years after, the wise men came at the same. They saw the star and say, something happened. And they came and saw, and they were sure that what they had received, the news that they have received, they were true. No lies. And when God speaks to our hearts, he wants to you and me and you, as a sinner, know that he will speak truth, no lie. He that is calling to us, he knows that we need him. Every day, every moment, in every circumstance, we need him. We need in good health, and we need him in sickness. We need with many people around us, or we need him very alone. But who is he? Who is this God, man, that is calling us and say, go to him? Or he will say, come to me. How many times he used that word? Come to me. Will you repeat or mention some of that? You remember? Come to me and I will. If you rest, come to me. I am the I am the life. I am the all those lists that you have. Come, come. He's inviting the people. He invites. But in this case that we had read there, the people already knew that he wasn't going to feed them all the life with food. They expect him that. They were expecting that he will do it every day. This will be great, they say. We are going to have a new king. But when they understood that that wasn't the reason that Jesus came, they start one by one going back. And it's in that point that we start reading there. The Lord saw that he was only with his disciples. The other ones, they were not there. Even though Jesus called many people, in this time he was only with 12 people and he, and one of them, Judas, you say, is what he wasn't a believer. So only have 11. We are more than 11 this morning here. Praise God. But the message of the Lord is, come. Come to me. I have for you a life so special. I am the peace. I am the bread of life. Who will come to him? He is the Lord of Lords. He is the special Savior that came that night in that little boy. But he, after that, many years after, he went to the cross. He made that sacrifice to bring us in good relationship with God. And now he is saying to those, well, everybody has gone. You want to go either? It really is not a multitude that followed Jesus. And many, when they realize that Jesus wants something different for our life, they go back. But the calling is still today for us. Do you want to go? Jesus gave an option for his disciples. I am not afraid to be alone, he's saying. I know my relationship with my God, my Father. If you can go, if you want to go, there you have the door. But there was many times with Peter we have some different reactions, but not in this time. He knew the Lord. He was a sinner. He has to grow much yet, He had to see the Lord in many ways today, more in the future. But he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? The calling is, go to Jesus. Even though the multitude has gone, even though people that we love them say, by Jesus, by Christ, we don't want more communion with you. Even though the people that want to follow Jesus will say, like Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Has you come to Christ? Has you come one day and you saw that you were very bad sinner and come to him and trust because his blood was shed? That's the first time. But many times we had to come. We have problem to whom we go. Some problems we see, well, if it's a sickness, we go to the doctor. We say, if I have problems with something that is broken, we go to the profession now, or how do you say, the carpenter. If I have some problem with iron, I will go with an iron maker. Everything has somebody that makes better than us. No? Like, if I have to fix my jacket, I don't know to fix this. I need a, how do you say? Well, thank you. That, it's like that. And for our life, our inside, we can fix. The Lord wants to fix. The Lord is the good one on that item. The Lord is working every day in our life. But the call is still for us today. Come. The call was for those shepherds. The call was for everybody was when the Lord was here on this earth. And he calls, remembers Zacchaeus from the tree. He was there. I want today to be at your home, Zacchaeus. And he was so sinner. The Lord Jesus wants to come to my house. Many changes for his life, as in our lives. When Christ comes in our hearts, he makes many changes. Will you be open that he will make the change that he wants to make, or you will be like somebody that doesn't want change in her life. Those changes are not for bad. The change that the Lord wants for us are for good. And the Peter's answer was, to whom shall we go? We don't go for heart problems to a dentist. No? You don't go like that. But many times for the same sin problems, we go first to another doctor's, or don't go, even though we don't go. But the problem inside needs the professional hand of our Lord. Not even the sins problem, the sickness problem, the sadness problem, the loneliness problem. There he's saying, come to me, come to me. But 69 says, also we have come to believe, and there is some different in the version here, to believe, and how say in your version? To believe and know that you are the Christ. We have come. We have come to believe. Have you believed in God? Have you believing really in this Jesus Christ? He is everything for us. He can fix everything. Even the worst part of this world. There are many things that we battle. But one thing that many times we don't want to talk, the darkness. Well, really at Estrella de Belén Church, we see that darkness. And there are 2,000 temples in Uruguay of darkness. So even though in those cases the Lord Jesus can open doors. But I am not in Uruguay today, I am in Salem Bible Church. And the message I receive for you, this is the message. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. In every way, in every time, come and believe. Like Peter said here. We believe and know that you are the Christ. You are the one that left all riches and all the heaven and came to here to save us. So the Lord wants to hear from His church now. We will leave you, and as in the last part of Revelation, the last chapter, almost the last verse, if you read Revelation, you know that many times The Lord is calling, come, come, come to me, and I will give you this, and I will give you that, many things. But in the chapter 20, his church now says, chapter 20 of Revelation, verse 20, he who testifies, I made a mistake. 22, chapter 22. 22, verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The Lord is saying, I am coming. Are we prepared for that? And could we say to him today, this morning, come, Lord. Come, Lord, to my life. In the last day of that party, or I don't know how to say, that the Lord was in, that is in John 2, the Lord said, if somebody is thirsty, come to me and drink. He was open to everybody to come. And this is right many years ago. But the voice of Christ still saying to us, come to me. I will make you another type of thing. He said, if you come to me, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you this. What you want, the Lord will do today for you. Come to Him. Come and trust. He made a sacrifice for us. It wasn't for, so everybody say, wow, Jesus Christ. That wasn't like that. But He came for me as a sinner, for you as a sinner, to glorify for everlasting life. The call again is, come to Jesus. And He will do a marvelous experience in our life. We every day can figure out, here was the Lord, here was the Lord. Lord, you were here. As we gather today, we are coming to Jesus Christ. We are coming to Him, and we know He will come to us. That is faith. He is there. We don't see Him, but we trust Him. And He will do, He will make a work in our life today. He is knocking our doors again and say, I am here. I want to get in. Don't let me with the snow. I am freezing. Yes. It was nice to be at Pastor's home yesterday after that freezing bus station. Wow, it was very nice. But many times we do that. We don't open our doors to our Lord. Please don't leave this building with a heart closed. We need to open to our Lord, to come to Him. Come as you are. Come whatever has happened this week. Come to Him and He will make a miracle in our lives. God bless you.
Thank you, Luis. Challenging message to come to the Lord, and if you're not saved, come to the Lord and be saved. And if you are a believer, come to the Lord and learn to walk with Him in a closer and a deeper way. So great message for every one of us. So we're going to close in prayer, but I'd like to remind us that Tracy Boutrous is going to be heading to Benin this afternoon. I should probably be heading right after the service. So we'd like to have a special time of prayer to just send her off. And she's going to be there for a couple of months. Two weeks. Okay, a couple of weeks. So keep her in prayer for the next 2 weeks. She'll be put to work, I'm sure. They'll get her busy working in the clinic and helping with the people there. So let's just now bow in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day of worship. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the time in your word to be challenged from the words of Jesus Christ. And Father, we also pray for Tracy that you would strengthen her. We pray that you would give her safe travels in this next day, Lord. Help her to make all her flights. And Lord, we know that you are sovereign. We even pray for the luggage that was lost on the last trip, that might be found and restored. And Father, we pray that you would give her good health and strength as she seeks to serve you there in these next few weeks. And Lord, we pray that she would be a blessing to the believers there, that she might have many opportunities to open the message of the saving work of Jesus Christ to the lost in that village. And Lord, we pray that this would be a fruitful time of ministry. Help her as she works in the clinic. We pray that much would be accomplished and that it would be a blessing to Stephen and Katrina as they are continuing to serve you there. So Lord, we just thank you for her willingness to serve you in this way. We pray that you would help each one of us to be mindful to pray for her each day as she's gone, Lord. And we pray that we might hear of good news of great things that you've done as a result of this trip. So we just commit her to you now. And Father, thank you again for this time of worship. And we just ask for your blessings on us throughout the day now, in Jesus' name.